The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the center of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, to critical of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We return to the word of truth this morning, to Genesis chapter 44. We will begin with the exegesis of verses 18 through 29 as a unit. Couldn't break that section down any smaller. All right, the angelic conflict is the same today as it was last year. We are still in the fight, so to speak, spiritually speaking. And obviously, it is this assembly in regards to the study of God's Word that prepares each and every one of us to provide accurate defense as well as offense in regards to surviving the angelic conflict, serving God in action with honor, and how we're able to comprehend in regards to the instructions given to us appropriately and fulfill God's plan for us in our lives in this respect is by maintaining the filling ministry of God the Holy Spirit in our life. We are commanded to be filled with God the Holy Spirit. It is conditional. It is conditional based on our personal sin in our life and whether or not we deal with that sin with a open confession before God under the rebound technique of 1 John 1:9. When we confess our sins to God, name, sight, acknowledge, homologeo in the Greek, before God, He forgives us of our sins. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This verse in 1 John was written to believers, for believers, recognizing the necessity of mechanics in order to fulfill the command to be filled with God the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 5:18. And in this way, God the Holy Spirit is in control over the real you, over the soul. Our human spirit is activated, which operates in tandem with God the Holy Spirit in this respect. And we are prepared under the grace apparatus perception to assimilate the truth of doctrine, undistorted by the sin nature, and to therefore at least advance ourselves in our thinking as long as we maintain our own positive volition and faith in regards to Bible doctrine this way. So with that in mind, we'll give you ample opportunity to rebound if necessary as we start with our normal word of prayer. Father, again, thank you for your many grace and mercies. Thank you for yet another opportunity to study the truth of your word. We ask that God, the Holy Spirit, will once again enlighten us to the truth and the matters at hand this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Here in the narrative, after Joseph had planted the silver cup in Benjamin's sack as a way to entrap the brothers with the intention of keeping Benjamin with him and sending his brothers on their way, they have gone back to Joseph's residence. Joseph immediately assumes their guilt, so to speak. Upon their arrival, they appeal to the mercy of the court with a no contest type of plea. As we saw in that plea, there is a secondary ramification that's attached to it, and that was their confession that God had found out their sin. That relates to nothing less than their whole ordeal in regards to kidnapping and selling Joseph into slavery some 22 years ago. They look at the situation and they put that sin together with what is occurring to them in regards to their lives at this point in time. They do not, Judah, who speaks on behalf of the brothers, do not make specific their confession. That is a private confession between them and God which obviously represents a rebound in terms of rebound being a confession and acknowledgement of sin between the believer priest and God. You do not need a man to intercede on your behalf, a priest or somebody else, in regards to confessions of sin. It is a private prayer between the individual and God. It also had in the mix, in regards to the confession, a semblance, if you will, in regards to the fact that he is speaking on behalf of the brotherhood of the tribes of Israel, that it looks at in a forerunner, foreshadowing the national rebound that will be necessary for Israel to undergo throughout their history. But either way, he acknowledges no contest, and he submits himself and offers himself and his brothers to Joseph as his own slaves, along with their brother Benjamin, who obviously would be held in that capacity automatically because of finding the silver cup in his bag. Joseph isn't having any of that. He tells the brothers, no, you go on home, go back, only the guilty party will remain with me. And that brings us down now to the final aspect of chapter 44. And here in verses 18 through 34, closing out the chapter, we see Judah's second appeal to Joseph in this regards. And while the first act is one more or less a confession, this appeal goes into a lengthy discourse in regards to Judah now laying out simply in a very transparent way the issues and situations at hand, in spite of what the ruler of Egypt, second most powerful ruler of the world next to Pharaoh, has ordered them to do otherwise, and that is to please reconsider. So here, verses 18 through 29, as I stated, I couldn't tear this down any shorter, so we'll do all 12 of these verses as a unit. Verse 18, looking at the Hebrew here, then Judah approached him and said, you have the wow consecutive, the vowel, verb, cal, imperfect third masculine singular, to draw near or approach is nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H, to him, reference to Joseph, preposition L with the third masculine singular suffix, E-L, Judah, again, taking the lead role as he is the tribe from which the kings of Judah will emerge throughout their historical history, consummating in the person of Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of the world. Judah, proper noun, and said, the wow consecutive with the cal, imperfect third masculine singular verb, amar, A-M-A-R. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, is the preposition be with the first common singular suffix, B-I-Y. We might say, excuse me, it's an entreaty, hence entreat me, translated here, oh. And then, my Lord, that phrase is the noun, adon, common masculine singular struck with the first common singular suffix, A-D-O-N. May your servant please speak a word in my Lord's ears. And do not be angry with your servant, for you are equal to Pharaoh. You have first the verb to speak. Here is the PL, imperfect third masculine singular verb, here with the adjusted force, davar, D-A-B-A-R. Hence, may or could he speak, followed with the interjectory particle na, N-A, now, not really in the English, may he speak now, your servant is then the common masculine singular construct, third, second masculine singular suffix, ebed, E-B-E-D, a word or matter, Again, we have the family of words here, Davar. Here is a noun, common masculine singular absolute, D-A-B-A-R, word or matter. The verb to speak, a thing, a matter. In my Lord's ears, you have the preposition bet, followed with a common feminine singular, dual construct. I don't know what that is. Our word noun, ozen, O-Z-E-N. It's in the dual because the normal person has two ears. My Lord, again, Adon, common masculine singular noun, construct first common singular suffix, A-D-O-N. And do not be angry with your servant, wow conjunction. Then you have the negative adverb all, A-L. And then our word translated anger is the verb cal and perfect third masculine singular here again with Jesse Force. May not, kara, C-H-A-R-A-H, literally means to burn or be kindled. Heated in anger is the idea here. And he may not burn or heat up. Become furious is the idea, to respond with instant anger for a possible preview of insubordination from this individual that he is otherwise given the command to do something. So that's the idea here. May not burn his nostrils, literally. Common masculine singular construct, second masculine singular suffix off means nose or nostril, APH, hence in your anger. May not burn in your anger. Nose flares facially as a sign of anger. At your servant, preposition bet, common masculine singular noun construct, second masculine singular suffix of ed. For you are equal to Pharaoh. For or because is conjunction key, K-I-Y, followed with the preposition cough with the second masculine singular suffix. And then the preposition is repeated, cough. You are just like or equal to proper noun, Pharaoh. Your dual prepositions up here in the Hebrew, kaf, kaf, that little backwards C looking thing there, Pharaoh. All right, verse 19. He begins then his dissertation, if you will, his defense, appeal. Verse 19, my Lord asks his servants. He begins first by reviewing here the past events. That entails here the verses that we're working on. My Lord is the noun Adon again, common masculine singular struck first common singular suffix, A-D-O-N. Asked is your cal perfect verb, third masculine singular sha'al, S-H-A-A-L, to ask or inquire. Of his servant, sign a direct object, who he asked, common masculine plural construct, third masculine singular suffix, noun, abed, E-V-E-D. Saying is the preposition lama with the cal infinitive construct verb amar, while saying is the idea. It's like a circumstantial participle in the Greek. Here is an infinitive with the preposition. Have you a father or a brother? You had to enter interrogative particle ha, H-A, does, question mark, do you, have you, if you will, follow with the adverb yesh, Y-E-S-H, that means to exist. Does there exist is the literal translation. Hence, it's all wrapped up in have you. Then you have the preposition lamed with the second masculine plural suffix. A father, common masculine singular absolute of, or general noun there, A-B. Or is a conjunction or in the Hebrew. Then brother is the common masculine singular absolute ach, A-C-H. Verse 20. And we said to my Lord. Again, the author obviously wants us not to lose the view or the understanding that he is speaking on behalf of all his brothers. And we said to my Lord. Again, while consecutive, our verb to say, amar, here, calum perfect, first common plural suffix, A-M-A-R, to my Lord, preposition L, E-L, adon, common masculine singular construct noun, first common singular suffix, A-D-O-N. We have an old father and a little child of his old age. We have is the adverb yesh, repeated, Y-E-S-H, hence there exists. For us, preposition lamed, first common plural suffix, a father of, our noun repeated, A-B, common masculine singular absolute. Here, an old or elderly one is the adjective masculine singular absolute, zaken, Z-A-Q-E-N. And a little child, the wow conjunction. And then you have the common masculine singular construct noun, yaled, yaled, Y-E-L-E-D. And a child of, and then his old age is your common masculine plural absolute noun, zekunim, zekunim, Z-E-Q-U-N-I-Y-M. The old ager, elderly, kind of awkward in the English. A child of his elder years, you might see it that way. And then he is the youngest one, little, translated little here, adjective masculine singular absolute, kathon, kathon, Q-A-T-H-A-N, small, insignificant, the youngest one. Wow conjunction. Now his brother is dead, so he is left alone of his mother, and his father loves him. He had the wow conjunction. His brother is a common masculine singular construct with the third masculine singular suffix, ach, A-C-H. Died is a cal perfect third masculine singular verb, muth, M-U-T-H. So this tells you that not only Jacob, but the brothers have assumed that Joseph died over the years. That he wouldn't last in the slave market in Egypt very long. But anyway, Muth, he alone is left. You had the wow consecutive with the nifal imperfect third masculine singular verb, yathar, Y-A-T-H-A-R. And he has been left, or he remains, followed with the pronoun who, he himself, third masculine singular, for him alone, literally. Preposition lamed, the common masculine singular noun, construct third masculine singular suffix, bad, B-A-D. And his brother died, and he has been left, he himself, for him alone, is the literal Hebrew. So he alone is left of his mother, literally belonging to his mother, preposition lamed, with the common feminine singular construct with third masculine singular suffix m, or noun for mother, em, knowing that Joseph and Benjamin are the only two sons of Rachel. They are full blood brothers. The rest are all half brothers. Wow conjunction, common masculine singular construct, third masculine singular suffix ab, A-B, and his father loves him. Cal perfect third masculine singular, third Masculine singular suffix ahav or verb to love, ahab. Verse 21, recalling, then you said to your servants, bring him down to me that I may set my eyes on him. Then you said, well, consecutive, or verb amar, A-M-A-R, cal imperfect second masculine singular, to your servants, preposition L, E-L, servants of ed, E-B-E-D, common masculine plural construct, second masculine singular suffix, bring him down to me. To bring down is the hifil form, the imperative masculine plural verb, yarad, Y-A-R-A-D, cause to bring down, cause him to come down is the idea here. To me, preposition L with the first common singular suffix, E-L. Why, that I may set my eyes on him, while conjunction, and to set or put is the verb cal, imperfect first common singular seem, S-I-Y-M, my eyes, to look upon him, as you, we would say, common both singular construct, first common singular suffix, ayin, Hebrew word for eyes, A-Y-I-N, upon him, in face-to-face encounter, obviously, in his presence, is the idea of preposition, third master singular suffix, all, A-L. Verse 22, but we said to my Lord, again the same construction in general, while consecutive, to say is amar, A-M-A-R, cal imperfect first common plural, to my Lord, preposition L, E-L, followed with our noun adon, A-D-O-N, here with the first common singular suffix. The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. First he had the negative particle lo, L-O, then followed with the cal imperfect third masculine singular or verb yakal, Y-A-K-L. Literally, he is not able, hence cannot. Then you had the definite article with the noun, common masculine singular absolute, na'ar, N-A-A-R, translated, the lad is literally the young man is the idea here. At this point in time, he is old enough to survive on his own. He's beyond an adolescent in his 20s, if you will, as we have shown. To leave is your preposition lamed with the cal infinitive construct verb azab, A-Z-A-B. His father, he had the sign of the direct object or noun av, A-B, his father, with the third masculine singular suffix. And for if he should leave his father would die. You have the wow consecutive with the cal perfect third masculine singular, azav, repeated to leave, A-Z-A-B. And does he leave? Literally, sign of direct object, his father, av, A-B, third masculine singular suffix. Then you have the wow consecutive, then, he would die as a cal perfect third masculine singular, muth, M-U-T-H. Verse 23, Joseph's response to that was, you said to your servants, however, well, consecutive, verb amar, repeated, A-M-A-R, second masculine singular, cal imperfect. Then you said, however you said, however is added in the English here to give it a little bit more sense in our language. Said, however, would be how you would say that. Preposition L, E-L, servants, eved, E-V-E-D, second masculine singular suffix. Unless is your conjunction M, I am, followed with the negative particle lo, L-O. Literally, if not or unless Your youngest brother comes down with you, shall not see my face again. Cal and perfect third master singer, verb yarad, to descend or come down, yarad. Your brother, or noun ach, ach, second masculine plural suffix. Attached to that, definite article, the youngest is the adjective, masculine singer, absolute kathon, q-a-t-h-o-n. Together with you all, preposition et, together with the second masculine plural suffix you all, eth. You shall not see my face again, e negative particle lo repeated, lo. And then you have the hifil, imperfect second masculine plural, verb yasaph, y-a-s-a-p-h. You will not cause again, obviously looking at fact that they've had a first audience with him, but there will not be a second audience is how this is expressed here in the Hebrew. To see, you will not cause again. To see is the preposition lamed with the cal infinitive construct ra'ah, r-a-a-h, my face, common masculine plural construct, first common singular suffix paneh. You will not see my face again. Do not have opportunity. There is nothing you can do. Hence the hifil. You can't cause it to happen. So anyway, 24:24. Thus it came about when we went up to your servant, my father. We told him the words of my Lord. Okay. So at this point, Judah has rehashed their first conversation on their first visit. Now he is going to give Joseph some new information, what happened after the fact. While consecutive, followed the cow, perfect third master singer, verb hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, and it came about. Conjunction key, translated when, K-I-Y here, came about, when or that. We went up, is you cow, perfect first common plural, our verb Allah. A-L-A-H, went up, ascended from the lower delta region of Egypt to the upper lands of Canaan, geographically. Preposition L, E-L, to your servant. Servant is Abed, E-V-E-D, common masculine singular construct, second masculine singular suffix. Our father, literally, common masculine singer construct, first common singer suffix ab, ab. We told him the words of my Lord. While consecutive, followed with the hifil, imperfect first common plural verb nagad, n-a-g-a-d. Then we caused to make known, literally, to him, preposition lamed, third masculine singer suffix, sign of direct object. The words or the matter as it may be seen in its complete form here of the words, the situation at hand. Common masculine plural construct, davar, with all the instructions, D-A-B-A-R, of my Lord, Adon, A-D-O-N, first common plural, singular suffix. Verse 25, and our father said, go back, buy us a little food. Well, consecutive, verb amar, A-M-A-R, third masculine singer, he, hence Jacob, Israel, our father, common masculine singer, av, again, A-V, first common plural, suffix, return, or go back, you all return, is a cal imperative, masculine plural, shuv, S-H-U-B. Buy us a little food. You have the cal imperative masculine plural shabar, to purchase, to buy grain, S-H-A-B-A-R. For us, preposition lamed with the first common plural suffix. And here, a small amount of food, or a little amount, a little food. Adjective masculine singular construct, me'ath, M-E-A-T-H. And then our noun for food, okel, O-K-E-L, common masculine singular, absolute. verse 26. But we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down. Consecutive, Amar, you know, but we said, then we said, obviously the wow consecutives denotes the sequence of the conversations chronologically, one after another, is the idea here. Amar, first common plural, we said, A-M-A-R. We cannot go down, negative particle low, L-O, are not able, literally, cal perfect first common plural, verb, yakal. Hence, we cannot. Cannot is how that's translated. Go down, again, is your cal infinity construct verb with preceded with the preposition lamed, yarad, y-a-r-a-d. Then you had the conjunction m, followed im, followed with the preposition yesh, y-e-s-h. Literally, if there exists, simply if is with us is how that is translated in the English here. If there exists our brother, common masculine plural, singular construct, first common plural, suffix ach, A-C-H, the youngest, definite article, followed with the adjective kathon, Q-A-T-H-O-N, masculine singular absolute. The youngest one, together with us, is the preposition eth, first common plural, suffix E-T-H. Then we will go down, vowel consecutive, cal perfect, first common plural, yarad, y-a-r-a-d. For we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us. For or because is conjunction key, k-i-y, in the negative particle lo, l-o, follow with the verb yakal, we are not able, cannot. Y-A-K-A-L. C is your infinitive, cal infinitive construct with preposition lamed, verb ra'ah, R-A-A-H. The face of the man, referred to as the man here in this occasion. Common plural construct, noun, face of man, definite article, the man. Singular absolute ish, ish, unless our youngest brother is with us. We have the wow conjunction with our noun for brother, first common plural, plural suffix ah. We are not able to see the face of the man. Expressed here except with the conditional M earlier. So you have the youngest one, definite article, adjective, masculine singular, absolute, kathon, Q-A-T-H-O-N. Then the adverb, third masculine singular suffix, ayon, is not, is that translation, he is not together with us. Preposition, first common plural, suffix, at, E-T-H. When our brother, the youngest one, he is not together with us. All right, that's the literal Hebrew. Verse 27. It's a good way to start the new year, isn't it? And your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons. Now he repeats Jacob's words back to Judah, as it was Judah that spoke to his father on that occasion. And he said, typical construction here, wow, consecutive, amar, verb, A-M-A-R, your servant, my father, noun, aved, second masculine singular suffix, E-V-E-D, father, ob, with the first common singular suffix, A-V, to us, preposition L, E-L with the first common plural suffix. You know that my wife bore me two sons. Emphatic use of the pronoun, second masculine plural, attend, A-T-T-E-N, you all yourselves. Follow with the cow perfect second masculine plural verb, yada, Y-A-D-A, you all yourselves, you all know. The Hebrews emphatic as he's driving this point home to him. A conjunction key, that, K-I-Y. Then you have the adjective masculine dual absolute, shenayim, the number two, S-H-E-N-A-Y-I-M. Two, she gave birth to me, my wife. That's your Hebrew. To give birth or bore, as the old English might translate it, cow perfect third feminine singular verb, yalad. To me, preposition lamed with the first common singular suffix. My wife is our noun for a wife or woman. Common feminine singular struct, first common singular suffix, ishasha. I-S-H-S-H-A-H. Verse 28. And the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. So, Joseph was sold off to slavery before they took his tunic and bloodied it up to take it back. So now he's learning what his father thought happened to him in his absence. So, wow, consecutive, our verb to go out, went out, is a cow perfect third masculine singular, yatsa, Y-A-T-S-A. The one, obviously, the one that died is in view, definite article, followed with the adjective masculine singular, absolute, echad, E-C-H-A-D. He went out, the one from with me, together, from together with me. From my company. Preposition men, followed with the preposition et. M-I-N, E-T-H, first common singular suffix, from with me. And I said, well, consecutive, amar, verb, A-M-A-R. Surely is your adverb, ach, A-K. He is torn in pieces. You have the typical instruction we see for a completeness, a dual thought process of action. You had first a cow infinitive absolute of the verb thara, T-H-R-A-P-H. Tearing is the meaning of this verb. Then the is followed the same use, the same verb thara is used again. Then as a cow passive perfect third masculine singular, tearing, he has been torn up, hence he's been devoured. In other words, the killing by the wild animal as it would be consumed is a process. That's the idea here. Start munching on him, and it takes a while to devour the entire body. So that's your dual thought process here of what happened. Wow conjunction in the negative low, L-O, and I've not seen him since. As to see is a cow perfect first common singer, third masculine singer suffix, ra-ah, R-A-A-H. Since is your preposition ad plus the adverb henna, A-D. Plus henna, H-I-N-N-E-H, literally up to here, up to now, hence since then. Verse 29, and if you take this one also from me and harm befalls him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol and sorrow. Well, consecutive, cow perfect second masculine plural, a verb lakach, L-A-Q-A-C-H, to take. When you might take, translated if you take, a conjunction followed with the conjunction gam, G-A-N, also. Looking at the previous demise of what he thinks happened to Joseph, also. This one, sign of direct object, followed with the adjective zeh, Z-E-H, masculine singular. From me is a preposition men, M-I-N, followed with the preposition in, M-I-I-M, away from, beside, or among, is the idea here. My presence or face, literally, common masculine plural, construct first common singular suffix, paneh, P-A-N-E-H. Then you had a wow consecutive, followed with a cow, perfect third masculine singular, with the third masculine singular suffix, kara, Q-A-R-A-H, and it will befall or encounter him, kind of awkward in English, but that's the idea here, befall him, harm or evil, some type of bodily damage is the idea. Common masculine singular, absolute, ason, A-S-O-N, and harm befalls him. Then you have the sign of direct object, followed with a common feminine singular construct noun, first common singular suffix, seva, S-A-S-E-Y-B-A-H, my gray head, hence gray hair, followed with the preposition bet, and the adjective feminine singular absolute, ra'ah, R-A-A-H, literally in misery or distress, sorrow, to shale, common both singular absolute noun, proper noun, name given to the underworld, S-H-E-O-L, shale. Shale continues to exist today. However, in contrast to Old Testament saints, whereas there were two compartments that two primary compartments that made up shale, which is located in the center of our earth. This is where all the souls go after death, the Old Testament people, people living in the Old Testament before Christ's ascension and before his resurrection. And the two compartments is Hades is one, that's where all the souls of unbelievers went. Paradise is the name of the other compartment where all believers went. Those believers have since then been removed and had been transported to the third heaven by Jesus Christ upon his victory on the cross and resurrection body for himself. So all believers today go to heaven, the third heaven, in the presence of God in the throne room in Jesus Christ, where he's seated at his right hand. Otherwise, unbelievers still go down to the center of the earth to Sheol, Hades, in that regard. So, Sheol is a proper name, a name given to this place of capture of souls, imprisonment, if you will, in that sense. All right. Rereading, here are the verses. Verses 18 through 29. Verse 18, then Judah approached him, that being Joseph, and said, O my Lord, pardon me, my Lord, or however you want to visualize that, a note of permission, if you will, is what he's asking. May your servant please speak a word in my Lord's ears. And do not be angry with your servant. Do not become furious. For you are equal to Pharaoh, recognizing the power and authority that this young ruler possesses. Verse 19, my Lord asked his servants, saying, so he begins by recalling their first visit and the conversations between the brothers and the ruler at that time. And Joseph asked him, "Have you a father or a brother?" Verse 20, "We said to my Lord, we have an old father and a little child, young child of his older years or older age. Now his brother is dead," that being the little child's brother. "So he alone," the little child, "is left of his mother," that would be in Rachel, "and his father loves him." In verse 21, "Then you said to your servants, bring him down to me that I may set my eyes on him." Verse 22, "But we said to my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die." Verse 23, "You said to your servants, however, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you will not see my face again." You will not gain audience for any reason. Verse 24, "Thus it came about when we went up to your servant, my father, we told the words of my Lord." Verse 25, "And our father said, go back, buy us a little food." Obviously, after some time had passed. Verse 26, "But we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother is with us, then we will go down. For we are not able to see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us." Verse 27, "And your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me. And I said, surely he has been devoured, he is torn in pieces. And I have not seen him since." Verse 29, "And if you take this one also from me, and the harm befalls him, you will bring my gray hair down to Sheol in sorrow." All right, the analysis of verses 18 through 29. We'll get started on them. One, Judah's next move in appeal, comprising verses 18 through 29, reflects a man of courage. Already we've seen hints in regards to Judah, at least. Some spiritual advance, at least. Some maturity being made over the years since Joseph's being kidnapped. And this appeal that he makes to the ruler, whom at this point he still does not know as Joseph, reflects really what he has evolved into spiritually, in contrast to his self-serving and selfish nature that described him, beginning with the sale of Joseph, and then as it followed up with Operation Tamar. He is definitely a person that has changed in terms of his character, at least. And anyone who even comes back with any type of excuse to one of the authorities, such as what Joseph possessed at this point in time, is a person that puts their very life at risk. If he woke up on the wrong side of the bed that day and he told you to do something and you go, but, it could be your head. It's not like how people deal with authority today, you know, disrespectful of authority. I want to do away with it, obviously, defund the police and all these other types of actions that you see going on. Societies have greatly reduced, truly, this principle that God has established among the human race in terms of how it should be appropriately applied in regards to others around it. Obviously, yes, people can abuse their authority. We recognize that. But that does not negate the principle of authority in and of itself. And Joseph, again, not to lose sight of the fact he has power that with the snap of his fingers he could snap your, have your neck snapped right there on the spot if he wanted to. There was no, you're guilty, but I'll give you 10, 15 years to try to convince us otherwise, and then kill you, you know, for murder charges and things of that nature. Obviously, our society has removed the teeth of capital punishment in regards to this very intent of the being a deterrent in regards to crime in our country. People can go out and they can do things and commit heinous acts and crimes, and they can expect to live another good decade at least, generally speaking. The way it's designed for capital punishment to work is once you're found guilty, then the execution is carried out immediately after the fact. Like the old T-shirt used to read, kill them all and let God sort it out. You know, take care of business. So you have all these whiny people in regards to saying, well, see, it doesn't deter murder. Well, it's not going to deter all murder. But it will greatly reduce, I guarantee you, you start putting bodies back out in Tiananmen Square, they'll quit walking in front of tanks. recalling back on that incident. But rebellion is the word today. I mean, obviously, my generation, we cranked it up big time. Rebellion. To rebel against establishment norms and principles. And yeah, we recognize there's a lot of evil that is involved in regards to government operations, etc. But there is a proper way to deal with that. And rebellion in the last days is Satan's mantra in regards to society. And it creates chaos, confusion, and things of this nature. In older days, older times, and not all the way back, 1500 B.C. times, but even just a century or so ago, there was still a great respect and a great application of authority among societies and governments. I saw a difference in the year I was gone in Vietnam when I was in the military. When I left and I came back, I saw a vast difference in regards to whole attitude with respect to disarming the authority structure within the military. That's one reason why I decided I wasn't going to re-up. I knew I needed structure in my life. That's one reason why I went into the military. And of course, 17, and I was naive, too, on top of it all. But anyway. And you came back. It was no more putting the troops in garbage cans and making them do all kinds of crazy stuff so everybody get a good laugh as a break that everybody else calls abuse. Understand, people have been there, they know what I'm talking about. Those are really times that people got good breaks, got a good laugh when they used to do stuff like that, the DIs. Come back, and my last year in service, I had hair down to my shoulders, and I kept it tucked up underneath my hat, and I got away with it. That would not have occurred the year before. So I saw, and that really reflected the whole atmosphere in regards to this whole tearing down the authority structure. But anyway, I'll leave you with that for your break.